Hey there, Sizzle and Scotty coming at you with another fantastic recipe. And you know what? I love summertime side dishes. And this side dish you can really never go wrong with. It's baked beans. Baked beans are just a staple of the summer, but hey, I'll eat them anytime because of those great ingredients. So let's jump right in. We're going to start out with four slices of bacon, one small onion diced. We're going to need 4 15-ounce cans of your favorite pork and beans drained. We're going to need a half a cup of ketchup, 1 1/2 teaspoons of Worcestershire sauce, 1/3 cup of brown sugar, 1 teaspoon of dry mustard, and 1/2 cup of molasses. Let's go. We're going to start out by preheating our oven to 350 degrees. Grease up an 11x7 baking dish with cooking spray. Now, in a skillet over medium high heat, add the bacon, and until they begin to turn golden brown but not crispy, fry those up. Gonna be about 4 minutes. Transfer the bacon to some paper towel and let it drain. Reserve about 1 to 2 teaspoons of the bacon drippings and drain the remainder. Over the medium high heat, add the onions to that hot bacon drippings and cook, stirring until tender, about 7 minutes. Now, in the prepared baking dish, add the cooked onions, the pork and beans, the ketchup, the Worcestershire sauce, the brown sugar, the dry mustard, and the molasses and stir to combine. Top the bacon mixture with the bacon slices and bake it until that bean mixture is bubbly and the bacon is crispy, about 40 to 45 minutes. Serve this up, and you have got a great side dish for summer, spring, or fall. Always good. And you know what? Christmas baked beans might be a new thing. You never know. You can find this awesome baked bean dish podcast at www.pmn2.com. Until next time, this is Sizzle and Scotty.